The King's Closet at 310 South Barstow Street in downtown Eau Claire weekly offers clothes to men and women, boys and girls, absolutely free, no questions asked. No surprise, it's a huge hit. And coming up, we'll learn much more about the King's Closet on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. The RCU Foundation recently announced the King's Closet would be receiving $15,000, more than any other local charity, following RCU's Rock the Riverfront and Charity Classic June 23rd. Inez Dasher is operations manager for the King's Closet, and we spoke with her this week.
So tell us a little bit about the King's Closet. How did it come to be?
Well, let's see. We've been in this facility downtown for about 6 years now. It started at Hobart Park down off Madison Avenue about 7 years ago. We were doing a giveaway for different churches. We were coming together in the park to do some community services. And so I had had a thrift sale. So I went home and got some clothing. And I thought, well, let's just give them to people. And we got there and set them up, and they were gone in a flash. And all of a sudden, I said to myself and a couple other people, this would be a great ministry. This is great. So we brainstormed, a bunch of us, and we saved some clothing, and we set up a tent down on Barstow where the old Burger King was. And we invited everybody from the neighborhood and surrounding areas. We sent out cards, and we did our first giveaway there probably about 7 years ago or so, and we did three of those periodically, spring and one in the winter, then another one in the spring. And then from there, we moved to Lakeshore School and did one in their gym. And by then, people were noticing that we were a service to the community. So we were praying about it, and we said, well, we need to do this on a regular basis. But what are we going to do? We don't have the funds to rent a facility. We just have to go by faith. So this particular building was empty, and so we talked to the landlord, and he was gracious with us and let us have some rent, very, very reasonable, for the first few months as we gathered clothing and gathered the things to set up. So we were open. I think we started opening 3 days a week, like 6 years ago. And when I first walked into this facility, I said, how in the world are we ever going to fill this place up with clothes? But God's been great to us. He's blessed us. And we've made our payments to our landlord every month by the grace of God. And it's all donated. Everything is donated. Every single thing is donated, including our clothing and housewares, bedding. So we're so grateful to people for blessing us. That people in the community are very generous to us. And we're so grateful for that. And so we've been serving this community for nearly 6 years now in this facility. And we have nearly 300, 350 people that come in every week on a weekly basis.
King's Closet Operations Manager Inez Dasher tells Chippewa Valley This Week her shop at 310 South Barstow Street is only open once a week, Thursdays from 10 to 5, and the first Saturday of the month from 9 to 1.
And you're saying that on Thursday, not this week, that you weren't open, but as you will be this coming Thursday, for those hours, that more than 300 people will descend upon your location.
That's correct. Yes, in this small facility. So that just shows you that there is an extreme need in this community for a service like this.
Jan Westfall has volunteered at the King's Closet for 3 years, and she describes what it's like when the doors open each Thursday morning at 10.
There's a line of people on the street. They've been standing there for 30 minutes or an hour, waiting for us to open the doors. And then it is overwhelming when they come in. And but they find what things they need, and they do appreciate us being here.
One can think of a number of different locations. It seems like there's no lack of them. I could name one, two, three, or more that offered discount clothing in and around Eau Claire and the Chippewa Valley. Yet nonetheless, the unique aspect, certainly the King's Closet, is it's all free.
It's all free. And for a lot of people, free is all they can afford. Hmm. And we ask no questions of anyone, because any one of us could be in a circumstance where we need help. Hmm. So we do have a limit for people. But
talk about the limits, how that works.
The limits are five articles of clothing. And then that does not include shoes, coats, hats, mittens in the winter, or any of our household. We offer house dishes, glasses, mm-hmm. or anything to set up housekeeping, sheets, blankets, things like that. That is all extra. Mm-hmm. So if they have their children with them, each child can get five pieces mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. So...
But this is a lot of work. I mean, just to think of, yes, 300 or more, 300 to 350 people descending on your store to receive and to take full advantage of the provision that you're making available. And yet, at the same time, you have hundreds of people who are looking to give. And I know that old saying about what one person wants to get rid of could be another person's treasure, but... still, that's a lot of work behind the scenes. I look at your location or others that take all these donations, and that's just a lot of work to sort it all out, right?
It is a lot of work. But when you're passionate about something, it isn't work. Hmm. It's you're serving the community, and this is what we do. We take every piece of clothing, and we go through everything. And I think we take pride in what we put out for people.
What's your mindset there? What's your mindset in terms of where you draw the line that we're going to put this out, and what do you do with the things you don't put out?
We give a lot of the things to Hope Gospel. They will take it and they recycle it for their purposes, and so we serve them as well. And we have a large group of people that take different pieces of T-shirts, different things, and they recycle and use them. Okay. So there's not a lot of waste, but we take pride in putting out only clean and not wrinkled, not soiled items. I think being in retail myself for so many years, I'm kind of like prideful about that. So
you worked at Kmart.
I did. Mm-hmm. I did.
So you learned some things there, because I'm from Milwaukee. I mean, I love that city, and yet you could very easily see a place where it's all free and it might be run down or low grade. That's not the way it is here.
No, I take pride in everything that we put out, and all our volunteers do the same. But not only do we serve this community, Mark, but we serve, for the last 3 or 4 years, we've been going to other cities, and all we need is a contact and a place, and they do the advertising. Mm-hmm. And we go up on a Friday. We have a gentleman that has provided, he serves us by providing a truck and taking racks and our clothes up on a Friday, and we set up. And then we have a one-day giveaway, free giveaway.
On a Saturday, usually.
In that particular city.
Huh.
We go as far north as Ashland. We've gone to Luck, Ladysmith, Rice Lake, Arcadia, Augusta. I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
But that's Cumberland now we're going to serve this fall. Huh. And
so it's like the King's Closet Roadshow. I mean, you go on the road and what's the reaction you see? Because for those folks, many of them have never experienced your actual bricks and mortar store.
Oh, they absolutely love it. And there's a need in all these cities for something like we offer to the people in a community. And the people who usually host are very gracious, and they advertise and they get the people in that need and there's no limit for a one-day giveaway, so people just can take whatever they need, and there's no shortages. It just seems to multiply.
Hmm. I know that you've got a scripture here on your pamphlet for the King's Closet from Matthew 6, 28 through 32, Jesus, and why do you worry about clothes? And you talk about, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. I think also, I'm thinking of Matthew 25, of the six things Jesus says, right? One of them was, that I was naked and you clothed me. So
yes, one of our favorite stories is a gentleman came in a couple of years ago now with nothing on his feet, and so we said, "Do you need shoes? Do you need something?" And he said, "My feet are so blistered that I can't even walk." So I said, okay, we're going to take care of you. So as that scripture says, we took him to the back, we bathed his feet, we soaked his feet, we rubbed him with some balm, and we put socks and shoes on his feet, and he walked out the door. And to this day, I just think that was an angel sent in disguise. What are you going to do with me?
Huh.
So that is one of the stories of many that we serve in the community. Wow. And as you can tell, I'm just so passionate about this ministry that it's just been a blessing. And then we also partner with Sacred Heart Hospital. We've done that now for 4 years. They came to us and wanted to know if we could partner with them for a coat giveaway.
Uh-huh.
They've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
And so they came to us and wanted to know if we could do it and host it downtown. Well, we told them we couldn't do it in our small facility, but then the Church Redeeming Grace next door opened their sanctuary. So we've been doing a coat giveaway, partnering with them for about 4 years now, the first weekend in October. And we get 200-300 people come to that. And this year we're just going to do it bigger and better. Yeah.
I bet you will. Wow. And so, very exciting. The King's Closet, South Barstow Street, downtown Eau Claire, open Thursdays again for those hours. One more time.
Thursdays 10 to 5, and the first Saturday of the month from 9 until 1 o'clock.
And from this point on, like, when's the next time you're going to go on the road? And any of those that you want to promote again?
Well, we're going in August. We'll be going to take a load to Cumberland. There's a church there that does a free giveaway. There's a Baptist church there that does a free giveaway, and we're providing coats for them. Turtle Lake and Luck and Ladysmith. Ashland, all in September and October.
Wow, a very busy schedule.
And then also we serve the St. Croix Indian Reservation. We serve them, too.
Besides yourself, maybe let's acknowledge some of the other people that are helping you keep up with all this.
Well, Kirk Fry, he's my partner in crime here. And we have about 10 volunteers that come. Some come on Thursdays only, and some come on Tuesdays. Our basement is full of donations, and so it recycles. It recycles itself. So after Thursday, things will be empty, but then the next Thursday, it will be full again. And then as we're sorting, we sort for our cities. Each city has a kind of a personality, and we take many, many totes, 40, 50 totes at least to each city.
Wow.
So that's...
You must have a huge basement.
We don't, but we're just blessed. That's all I can say. We're so blessed.
Wow.
We are renting a storage facility at Banbury right now, too, for our cities. We bin them up and we take them there, so we're all set to go.
So for people who want to donate, obviously some people are donating funds as well, because you got to pay that rent. So donating finances as well as donating clothing. Talk about receiving donations.
Financial donations are really accepted, because we not only have to pay for our facility here, but for going to cities, it takes monies. And as any nonprofit, we exist on people's generosity that way. So any monetary donations you could give us is totally put back into our ministry. All the volunteers are volunteers.
All right. Fantastic. And just applaud what you're doing. Keep up the great work. And so grateful that you, again, the gospel is free, right? It is by grace you've been saved through faith. And now in this area of clothing, you're giving freely to people and blessing so many, young and old, right?
Right. It's a great ministry. And we just thank God for it's a privilege, actually, to serve the community.
Thank you so much, Inez.
Thank you, Mark.
And again, donations can be dropped off during store hours at the King's Closet at 310 South Barstow Street in downtown Eau Claire, or email info@thekingscloset.org. That's info@thekingscloset.org to arrange pickup. Financial donations can be mailed to P.O. Box 886, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, 54702. That's P.O. Box 886, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, 54702. Or visit their website, thekingscloset.org. thekingscloset.org. This has been Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. A podcast of this and other programs can be accessed at WWIB.com and WOGO.com. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.